Log. Christian hotlines are always fun. You never know what you're going to get. Perhaps we'll get a chance to talk to someone who's actually saved. Maybe it'll be an outsourced call from Bangladesh with someone who'll say anything to get a minimum wage paycheck. Or perhaps it'll just be a good old-fashioned heretic. Either way, tonight we'll be calling them up to see exactly what they have to say about the most essential doctrine of the Christian faith, salvation. By works, by faith, we'll find out. But here's what we know for sure. These hotlines tend to be damnable heresy centers that teach people they have to be saved by works. And for that, we're going to fight back spiritually and show them what it means to have the Baptist bias.
Thanks for joining us on The Baptist Bias. I'm your host, Pastor Shelley. And by popular demand, we're bringing back a show from a previous season where we called a bunch of Christian hotlines. And I'm not really sure what to expect. You never really know what to expect when you're doing live calling. I'm not sure if we're going to get some people that are actually saved, confused, heretics, somebody from India. What do you think is going to happen tonight, Ben?
I think it's totally unpredictable. There's no way to know. I remember last time we did this, you spoke to a woman who seemed to be saved, and then there were others that were completely wrong and total heretics. So it's kind of a mixed bag. It's a surprise whenever you do these kind of calls. I guess we'll find out. You know, it could be anybody.
Well, I'm pretty excited to do the show. We're going to have a spin the wheel, just kind of spice it up a little bit. We have a couple of categories. We're going to do like a character, potentially, accent, rebuke, or maybe a switch. I'm kind of interested if the switch is going to happen. I think that, if anything, everybody wants the Indian to come back out there for you, Ben. But
if it lands on accent, I'd be happy to break out Sundar Rakhban one more time.
And we how do I spell that exactly?
S-U-N-I-L-E. R-U-H-G-H-A-B-A-N.
All right. Well, Let's go.
I just literally made that up.
I wasn't even listening. Thanks to our audience for tuning in to the show. Of course, I do want to put it out there. If you're interested in putting in the chat a particular accent or character or something like that that you want us to try, or you have an idea, we'll do it. But of course, doing this show live and trying to get people on the call, we don't know exactly how that's going to work. I don't know how long it's going to take. We'll just kind of wing it. We'll just kind of see how it goes. Let's go ahead and see if we can start calling somebody. We can start. We'll kind of start the process going, and then once we have one, we'll go for it. But I think
Thank
Ben
you for calling TBN.
Let's spin
if
the
you
wheel
are
for
calling
Ben.
For prayer, please press 1. If you are calling to give a donation or request a Thank you for calling TBN's prayer line.
Ooh, TBN. All right, Ben, here we go. Oh, nice switch. So just whenever, just point at me and I'll have to point back at you or whatever.
Sounds good.
Or you might have to do it like where they can see.
Someone's going to clip this and call us wicked for having CCM on our program.
Yeah, they played CCM music on the Baptist Bias.
All of our prayer partners are currently praying with other callers. Please hold for the next available prayer partner.
I think my mom always watched TBN growing up. Did you ever watch that, or your parents?
My parents definitely did not. I never watched it either, so I have zero experience with it. I don't, is it Kenneth Copeland on here? Is that, I don't know. Who's on TBN?
I don't even know. I think it's just like every heretic you can think
of. Did you know that you can send TBN your prayer request on our website 24 hours a day at tbn.org/prayer. Our prayer partners faithfully
well, if you
pray
go to TBN's
over
website,
every request we receive.
It's like pro-Israel right on the start.
Oh, that's a good sign. Does it have to just be about salvation, or do you want to just talk about like other stuff too?
I don't know. Replacement theology.
Replacement theology.
Maybe we can try that later.
Okay.
I don't know if you can pull up my screen. Here's TBN. There we go. October 7th, Ben. We must support.
Oh, nice. Why does it say October 7th, 2023, though?
Thank you for calling TBN. This is Marie speaking. What is your first name?
Hi. My name is Ben.
Hello. Yes, Ben. What is your prayer request tonight?
Well, I don't know that it's necessarily a prayer request, but one thing I wanted to ask about is I kind of feel like there's a lot of different opinions about salvation and how to go to heaven. And I was curious what you believe somebody has to do to go to heaven one day.
Okay. Number one, you're calling a prayer line. We strictly pray, so we are not allowed to go and discuss theology with you.
I can tell
you what the Bible says. Yeah, the Bible says that if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and receive him into your heart, you will go to heaven someday. That is written in the Bible. So that's all I can tell you.
Oh, that's all you can say?
Well, it is written in the Bible. You either believe the Bible or you don't.
Does somebody have to do works too to go to heaven, or is it just believing only?
It does not say anything like that in the Bible. It only says believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he's the Son of God, and you shall be saved.
Is somebody always saved, or could they lose their salvation?
Do you have a Bible?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to encourage you to read it, because everything is there in black and white. So
oh, okay.
I encourage you to read it, and if you have a church, I would encourage you to talk to your pastor.
Well, my Bible does have red letters in it. You said something about black and
that's
white.
That's right.
So
most of the Bible's in black and white. The red letters are the words of Jesus.
How many? Okay, so what part of the Bible should I read to go to heaven?
It's there in the New Testament.
Is that the first? Is that the beginning of it or the end of it?
Have you ever read the Bible?
I mean, I've opened it before, but no.
You open it. Okay. I will start in the New Testament. It's kind of a little past the middle of it. It will say the Gospel of Matthew. That's the New Testament.
Matthew is the New Testament?
Yes, it starts in the New Testament, which is the Gospel of Matthew. Yeah.
Okay. So basically, what the Bible says is that if somebody places their faith in Jesus Christ, but they have no works at all, but they place all their faith in Jesus to go to heaven, then that person would be saved?
That's what the Bible says. It never talks about works, because the Bible says that our works are like dirty rags. So, you know, dirty rags are not for much use. But he died on the cross for your sins. So that's what it says. I will strongly recommend for you to read the Bible or talk to a pastor, okay?
All right. Well, sounds good.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you, too.
There we go. She at least gave the right answers. That was good.
I mean, I had nothing to work with there, so.
Hey, TBN, they got someone in there TBN that says it's saved. Just by believing. That's pretty good.
TBN is saved 100%.
Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and call the four truth sign if we can do that one. Maybe we can spin it again. I think if we try to do the switch, you should try to do it maybe more rapid
like
fire.
Every time, okay.
Thank you for calling the Daystar.
But
prayer line.
Unless you want to wait to
please
see if they're a heretic
if
first.
You're calling
but
for prayer.
I'm trying to.
Otherwise,
yeah, I mean, I don't want to troll
please
a
press
person.
Two.
It was weird that she wasn't willing to just pray. Still.
Nah, maybe she's following a script.
Thank you for calling the Daystar prayer line. Your call is very important to us. Our prayer partners are currently assisting other callers.
Thank you for calling Daystar Ministries. How may I help you?
Yes, I was calling to see if you could tell me how to go to heaven. I'm sorry? Hello?
You can't.
Do you think that they watched our show last time and now they're like, we better not answer.
Yep, don't answer.
Don't answer these people.
They know who we are. Actually, but there was, and like I said last time, there was an interesting call last time with somebody who was actually nice and we did plug the show.
Yeah.
Who knows?
All right, I guess. Maybe I'll try it again. I'll try it again.
Let's try a different one.
Let's. Maybe the...
Or you could do the same one again if you want to redial.
Well, I think... I thought the truth billboards... It's kind of interesting. I would be surprised that TBN had that, but... I think I just called one to just see what it would be like and when we were testing. And the truth person
thank
like
you for your call.
Saved.
You
and then we called again
the
and they weren't.
Anyone
it just varies person by
line.
Person.
Yeah.
That's why I said you never know what
you're
going to get. Continue
to hold for prayer ministry. If you'd like to leave a message with a confidential prayer request, please press 1. Or you can send an email to us at prayer@crossroads.ca. Thank you for calling the 24-hour Crossroads.
Sometimes it takes
anyone
a while for us to
line.
Get the
please
show going.
Stay on the line, and our first available prayer partner
happened
will
last
be
time
glad
as well.
To speak
it took
with you.
A while.
As you're on hold,
30 to 45
remember
minutes
that God
or so.
Loves you, cares for you, and is always
I feel like the first,
it,
like we got a good one, and then it took a while to get the second one or something.
Yeah.
Because we like trying different lines, and it wouldn't work or something.
This is what happens. Live radio, folks.
I think that what's good about a show like this is it kind of shows how
at the moment our partners are.
There's a lot of people that just don't believe the gospel,
right?
Because I think a lot of people think that.
Please stay
anything
on the
Jesus
line
is good.
Your call has been placed in priority.
And yet we're showing there's
the
a lot of variance.
Prayer partner. You can also leave a brief voice message by pressing 1 on your phone.
It might be
your
too high risk, but
important to
doing
us,
that
and
video chat
deal attention.
Someday on the Baptist Buy It might be interesting.
Somebody's saying, can we drop numbers for you to call? That sounds dangerous.
Depends on how much you trust the audience, Pastor Shelley.
Maybe if you send us a website that we can verify the number.
God bless you, prayer line.
Yes, ma'am. I was calling because I was concerned about how to go to heaven, and I didn't know if that was something that you could help me with.
Okay, your first name is?
My first name is John.
John. All right. Did you grow up in the church, John?
So I've been to a lot of different churches. I've been to like a non-denominational church, been to Pentecostal church, visited a Catholic church before, been to Baptist churches, and like Southern ones, and then like the independent ones. And so I've definitely heard a lot of different things, but I just kind of wanted to get some clarity.
Well, the scripture says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life.
That sounds good.
So, that scripture. So, but you have to not just believe in the Lord, but you have to receive him as Lord and Savior. The scripture says, as many as have received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Because you know what? The devil believes in God.
Okay, so...
But he doesn't serve him. So, it's very simple. God made it simple.
Okay.
It's, you simply have to recognize that you were a sinner. The scripture says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Okay.
You must tell the Lord you're sorry for your sin. And then make a conscious decision to ask him into your heart. So I'm sure you heard that in a Pentecostal, probably the non-denominational.
Uh-huh.
Some Catholic churches will share that, but they don't always believe that all of God's word is wholly inspired. And the Catholic Church now will more so than in the past share having a personal relationship with Jesus. But not all Catholic churches.
Yeah, I heard heard the Catholic Church believes that you have to do like catechism and other things like that and join their church. Is that true?
Well, I imagine for some Catholic churches it is. There are some Catholics that believe in being born again and having a personal relationship with Jesus.
Okay.
But
the Baptists I heard said that all you have to do is believe, and like once you're saved, you're always saved. Is that what you're saying?
Well, we won't get into that theological debate, once you're saved, you're always saved. I personally believe that when you give your heart to the Lord, you truly do and are serving him, that you are, you're secure. But there are debates on that.
Okay.
However, I think you know enough. You've heard enough to know if you're going to heaven, John. So.
Well, I just want to make sure I understand. Are you just saying as long as I pray, I'm saved?
No, I never said that.
Okay. You were saying like I have to commit a sinner, say I'm sorry for my sin.
Ask the Lord into your heart.
When you do that,
the Holy Spirit dwells within you, and you go from being God's creation to becoming a child of God. And the scripture says the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So that's the starting point. and you can compare it to a relationship with a person, that if you just walked away from that person and said, well, yeah, I'm getting to know them, and you don't spend time with them, how good is that relationship going to be? Yeah, if you still know that person, they know you, you know things about them, they know things about you, but how good is that relationship? How deep is that relationship? It's the same thing with God.
Okay.
I'm just comparing that. It's not the same thing as a human relationship, because the other person, God, is perfect and we're not. But
so do I have to have a good relationship to be saved? What if I have a bad relationship? Would I still be saved?
You know what? We have got a good mentoring program we can refer you to.
Okay.
What I can do is I can take your information. The pastor will call you back in a few days and he'll give you a link. And when you go onto that link, they can provide for you someone who can mentor you by email. Answer all the questions that you need to ask on an ongoing basis in your walk with the Lord.
What kind of pastor is it? Like, because I said a lot of different churches, I was just kind of curious.
I don't know who he's got his papers with, but he does our follow-up when people give their hearts to the Lord.
Okay.
So it's up to you. Would you like me to take your information and have him? He won't be calling you back tonight, probably sometime.
Nah, it's okay. You can hang up that one. It's kind of annoying. These lines are just being really vague. You know, they're just not really saying much. It's kind of sad because it's like these are great soul winning opportunities. Why can't they just have a clear message? I get not debating, but why can't they just give us a clear answer, Ben?
Well, I think it's because they don't really have a clear answer and/or they're following a very strict script and they can't deviate from that script. So if you want to try to engage in some kind of conversation about doctrine, they're unable to do that. Also, you have to keep in mind, these are random people that they're hiring. Perhaps each individual, even though they have a script, they have the autonomy to choose how to deal with every call that comes in. So they may decide, hey, if this person wants to talk doctrine, I'm ready to talk doctrine, let's go. But there are others who maybe they don't have that capability. So as soon as you start bringing it up, and wanting to talk about eternal security and things like that, they're kind of just like, I'm not interested. You know, this is just a prayer line. I mean, you heard the first lady. This is just a prayer line. So I really think these calls are completely random. I really don't know that there is a uniform rule that applies to all of them.
I miss the Canadian guy that would argue with us. And he was bringing up verses.
To me, the more
what was the horrible. Can someone tell me what the line was? What was that the truth billboard one? Okay, let's do another one for Ben here. Let's spin the wheel for him, see if we get a different style here. Character.
Thank you for calling the KCM prayer line.
Para español, oprima dos.
You do.
Hello, this is Kenneth Copeland. We really do appreciate your call today, and Gloria and I, along with our KCM staff, love you. We're praying for you. And the
oh man,
that was fantastic.
They just want Indian Ben, so maybe we'll just give them what the people want.
I could just do that now.
Thank you for calling.
That's
the toll free number 834 truth.
No.
For English,
Gupta.
Press 1. But it to speak with someone on our phone team about your questions or spiritual
needs.
Here's
the Indian that everybody's
press
wanting.
0. But it.
If you know the extension number of the phone team member you would like to speak with, you may dial it at any time. Otherwise, you may hold for the next available team member. This call may be monitored or recorded.
Please listen to a brief explanation of truth while we connect your call. Have
Hello?
You ever asked yourself these questions? Can I really know what is true?
Hello, anybody there? Hello?
What will happen to me after...
Thank you for calling Gospel Billboards. This is Mark.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Very good, very good. I'm calling because I'm wanting to know what what does you have to do to go to heaven?
Well, okay. Have you read the Bible?
I don't know. I'd never read Bible. I don't know anything about Bible, but I'm wanting to know how to go to the heaven because I don't want to not go to heaven. You know what I mean?
Sure. The alternative is to be separated from the alternative is to be separated from God in the lake of fire.
Also, right? India?
No, the alternative to heaven is to be separated from God in the lake
in
of
India?
Fire.
I'm asking what do you
no,
mean?
Not in India.
Oh, okay.
Separated from God. And in the lake of fire, ultimately.
Okay, but how does somebody go to the heaven? Is it, do they go by believing? Or I hear that you go in by believing, or there are other things that people say. What do you say about that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll just tell you what the Bible teaches. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. And so we need the righteousness of another. And Jesus Christ came to give us his righteousness so that we can be just. Right? The Bible says that he, the Son, died the just for the unjust, that he could bring us to God.
Okay. What else?
So, if we repent of our sins and we put our faith in what Jesus has done for us, then he will bring, he'll restore that relationship with God that was lost in the Garden of Eden.
My English not very good. You're telling me repenting? What do you mean repenting? What do you mean
okay.
by that?
Okay, so repentance means changing your mind and turning away from your sin. So
no more doing bad things. No more doing bad things.
Correct.
Okay. I want to ask you one more thing, sir. What is your name? Sure. What is your name, sir?
My name is Mark.
Your name is Mark?
That's right.
Okay, Mark, 1 minute. I also working for, I don't know, do you know about Amazon?
Yes.
Okay, Mark, 1 minute. Okay, Mark, I see that you have outstanding balance of $500 with Amazon. Does that sound right or no?
No, it's incorrect.
Okay, because what we need you to do, what you need to do, if you have any Walmart next to you, if you go to the Walmart, you get 5 gift cards, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 gift card, and you give me gift card over the phone, and you can pay the $500 outstanding balance you have with the Amazon. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about.
Okay, can you go to Walmart right now and do that?
I can.
Okay, go right now. I will be waiting for you. Go now, please.
Oh, no, I can go, but I won't be going.
But why not?
Well, I think you know.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. You have $500 you owe me. I don't owe you. You owe me. So what you need to do, go to Walmart right now and go get gift card for me. I need 5 gift card. If you can get it for me, I really would very much be very, very happy with you. And in fact, if you get me the gift card, you and I, we can go to India. We can go pet tiger together.
I'm not interested in that, though. But
why not?
Let me share with you one other thing.
Okay, go for
something
it.
That Jesus said. Sure. He said that every idle word that men shall speak they shall have to give an account of in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned.
Okay, but I need to ask you, I don't know what you're talking about. Do I need to, you tell me I don't do a bad thing to go to heaven, but how many bad things do I need to stop doing? Because I working, let me tell you something I haven't told anybody. Even my wife doesn't know. My wife Rajan, she doesn't even notice that I do scamming. I do scamming every day from Bangladesh, India. And I need to know how much bad thing I need to do or how many bad thing I don't need to do to go to heaven. How many things do I need to stop doing? You never told me.
Yeah, you'll need to repent of your whole entire life. Basically,
everything?
You're in rebellion against God. Everything. Mm-hmm.
I don't believe it. Who could do that?
You don't have to believe it.
But who can do that, sir? I could never do that.
Well, I'm sorry. You'll wind up in the lake of fire.
But I left India. I left India already 10 years ago. To come to America, I don't want to go back to India again.
I can't even believe that guy kept talking to you. I figured you would just ask him more about how many sins you had to repent of first before you
I just went right into it.
Oh man, that was so funny how he just doesn't even he's like unfazed. He's just like whatever.
Many people are telling me in the chat room your accent is very good. This is how I really talk. I don't talk other way.
He's not American.
I talk like this, and for all the Indian out there, they're saying, "Oh, he's making fun of me." No, I'm not. I'm doing tribute for you. Tribute. Because I love Indian people.
You eat too much Indian food. Which hotline
okay,
was
I did
that?
It.
Which
so hotline? Now everybody can
Thank
stop bothering
Victor.
Me and saying, do the Indian again. You got your Indian, all right? Now you can all be quiet about it. Thank you. Go ahead, Pastor Shelley.
What hotline was that?
A random one. It's all you, though.
I am afraid all of the operators are busy at the moment, but please hold.
I can do a worse Indian.
You sound like a white guy pretending to do Indian.
Good.
Your call has been answered by Avaya IP office, extension 5000.
Doesn't seem like this one works.
If not available, to leave a message, wait for the tone. When finished with...
You're Lebanese, then how do you sound so good as an Indian?
That's a mystery you'll never know.
That's a mystery I'll never know. Can you even do any other accents?
I could do Arab.
Oh. What is the difference?
Of course you would ask that. There's a difference.
Thank you for calling the Christian Television Network Prayer Line. Our prayer partner is not available right now, but please call back later and someone will pray with you. We do our
Some of these lines. I think this is what we did last time. We were just going down the list of bad numbers. We need to mark those. I think we should warn the audience which one of these are bad. I would think this is my thought. If we find someone that is good, we should commend them, and if we find someone that's bad, we should discourage them.
We're not going to troll. We don't troll even save people.
Yeah, of course. We just want them to be encouraged to keep going. Why would we not want to stop people from preaching a false gospel?
Right.
People are just like, do you think this is okay? You're lying. You're not being truthful. Blah, blah, blah. It's just like, just stop.
Thank you for calling the Morris Cirillo prayer line, where we believe miracles happen when someone cares, and we care what happens to you. If you're calling to make a donation or order a product only, press 1. If you're calling for prayer or to order a product or make a donation, press 2 now.
Please hold for the next available representative.
Maybe we should just switch accents consistently.
The battle never was between...
Thank you for calling Morricello Prayer Line. How may I pray with you tonight, please?
Hello. I was calling to give donation to the hotline.
But first, I want to know if my donation will help me get to heaven.
The donation is to help the ministry.
Okay.
To help the work of God. The donation is not taking you to heaven.
What would take me to heaven?
What to take you to heaven is you have to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
Okay.
And live a holy life.
Live a holy life.
Live a holy life.
How do I live a holy life?
That is what will take you to heaven, not your donation. The donation is to help the ministry, okay?
So,
to help the ministry. The
so how holy do I have to live? How holy do I have to live? Do I have to give money?
No, you don't give money for holiness. You have to live, read your Bible every day.
Okay.
Read your Bible. The Bible is the word of God.
Yeah.
And it's God, as you are reading the Bible, is God speaking to your heart.
Your
soul is being cleansed.
So I have to read the Bible.
Read the Bible always and pray and fast. And live a holy life.
How many holy life do I have to live?
The holy life doesn't have be kind, do good, and all. You have to don't do any evil thing, any secret thing. God knows our heart.
Okay.
God knows our heart.
Yeah,
I don't know you. I don't know your heart.
I don't know either, and I'm kind of curious if I don't follow the commandments, am I still saved?
If you do what?
If I have to follow the commandments, am I still saved?
There's only one way to God to be saved is accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Then you are saved. Your sins are forgiven. But you have to go according to the word of God, read your Bible, go to church, fellowship, do things God's way, and not the money you give, not your donation. And you can't count the number of holy life usually. Okay.
I'm not really sure, but if I believe, is that enough, mate?
You have to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
All right. Well, if I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, is that going to be enough to get me into heaven?
What? If you do what?
If I just believe, is that going to get me into heaven?
Why are you laughing? I didn't understand what you just said. I didn't understand.
I'm sorry.
You said what? When you do what? Hello?
Well, I'm sorry, ma'am. I wanted to know if I believe and I go to church, how much holy living would I have to?
You can't count the number of your holy living. Just live walk perfect with God. Walk perfect with God. And you cannot be with God and be doing something else with Satan. There are only two things. You are either with God or fully with God, or you are fully with Satan. You can't be half-half. And there is only one way.
Nobody Why do I have to hold my heart? What are you saying?
Listen to me. You have to follow Jesus with all your heart, spirit, soul, and body. And there is only one way to heaven, to God. Jesus said he is the way, the truth, and the life. So if you don't follow Jesus, you cannot go to heaven.
What do you mean by heaven? I mean, I would like to go to heaven.
You want to go to heaven? You have to be saved. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior and walk perfectly and walk according to the word of God. And nobody is on this earth right now. Nobody is perfect. We are being prepared to be perfect.
Okay, so I don't have to be perfect, but do I have to? How many commandments do I have to follow?
The commandment Jesus said when you read the gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, Jesus has summarized all the 10 commandments to 2. Love your neighbor as thyself and love God. Worship God.
Yeah, that makes sense. So if I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, I'll be saved.
Yes.
I'm just kind of curious, though, if I go to church and I get baptized and I give money to the poor, would that be enough holy living?
That giving to the poor is all part of it. But you can't say because I've given money to the church, then you go and live anyhow. You live your life anyhow. You understand? So if you are following Christ, you follow Christ with all your heart, your spirit, your soul, and your body.
So
and then you win souls. You bring people to Christ. You win souls. The Bible says.
Sorry, ma'am, but I wanted to know if I believe, don't you go to heaven?
Believe God. Everybody believe God, but we are not perfect. You understand? You have to work at your own salvation with fear and trembling.
I'm kind of curious, what accent do you have, ma'am?
What?
What part of the country are you from?
The country you are from, that's where I'm from. What country are you from?
I am from many country.
Where I am from is not important. The important is we are together doing the work of God. That is the most important thing. When you go to heaven, Jesus, God is not going to ask which country do you come from.
What kind of money can I give you? I would like to know. What kind of donation? Can I give you the pesos, or what kind of money do you accept?
Yeah, we are in America, so they take dollars.
Okay, so can I give you some euros?
What are you talking from?
Would you like, I could give you euros or Bitcoin, or do you take francs?
I don't know about that. All I know is we take America. Where are you talking from?
I am talking from Texas.
You are in Texas and you are saying you want to give euro. You want to give Bitcoin. I don't know anything about Bitcoin.
I don't know what you're saying, but from what I've heard, going to heaven is just believing in Jesus. It's a free gift. It's just by faith. It's not by holy living.
Holy living is part. You have to be holy, please. Live a life, perfect life. Live a life pleasing to God, right?
I don't know, because if I do that, there's no way I'm going to go to heaven.
It is not your money, giving money and all that.
Otherwise, I don't think anybody can be holy. I think it is just a faith.
Your faith. And live a life pleasing to God. You cannot be going to church. You have accepted Christ, and then you are doing something else. You lie, you tell lies, and you hate somebody. Somebody does something to you. You don't forgive.
Yes, sometimes I tell lies, but I don't try to lie much. Do you lie much?
Unforgiveness. You have to learn to forgive, also.
How many forgive do I have
to give? That is why you have to read the Bible every day. And as you read the Bible, the Word of God will talk to you.
I have Bible. Do you have Bible?
What do you want me to pray for tonight, please?
In my country, we give gospel. gospel is, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved. According to the Bible, it's a free gift by faith. I would pray that you would change your mind and believe in Jesus Christ.
It's a free gift. You don't pay money for it. Mm-hmm. It's a free gift.
It's not by holy living.
You got it. Huh?
I don't know what you're saying, because you keep saying holy living, but the Bible says salvation is by faith, it's free gift. I feel like you don't know what you're saying, ma'am. I think you should change your mind. I think you should repent.
Look
up video called The Bible Way to Heaven on YouTube, and you should look how to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. Because if you don't...
If you don't believe, you'll be okay. Let's say you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you start, somebody does something, you don't forgive the person. But Jesus himself has forgiven you. Why can't you forgive that person?
Yeah, if you don't believe, you're going to be curtains. Yeah. All right, thank you, ma'am.
You have to forgive.
I don't even know what to do.
I didn't realize your Russian was that good. Where'd you learn the Russian accent from?
I just was throwing stuff out. I figured at some point she'd be like, what's going on? But
no, they go with the flow. I'm sure these people get all kinds of wacky, insane people calling them 24/7, so nothing shocks them anymore.
I was curious if I changed accent if the person would say something.
Nah.
No, they're used obviously, to it. It's probably bad. It doesn't sound that good, but it was different.
I'm sure they're used to it. Or she assumed there was like 10 people on the line simultaneously.
See, I don't know what to do with those people. I want this person to get saved, but they're like a heretic giving people the bad gospel. What was the number for that? Can y'all help me? What was our call line for that? Did y'all remember? Morris
Willow.
All right, we don't even know. He was Pentecostal. So that was a Pentecostal. Look, folks, Pentecostals don't have the right gospel. They're going to teach you holiness. That's why you got to find a fundamental Baptist church, King James only. And look, that's what we're demonstrating with the show. We're demonstrating that when you go to these other denominations, you talk to these people, they don't have clear answers. They're not giving a clear sound. They're not giving you saved. Somebody in here said I had to give a donation now because I, quote, promised. I think it's
tongue-in-cheek.
I don't think I promised it.
Tongue-in-cheek comment there, but, Pastor Shelley. I don't think they're being serious.
There we go. All right. Go ahead and key up another one for Ben. What do we got this time?
Hello, and thank you for calling the Prayer and Crisis line today. Please hold as we connect you to our first available prayer minister. Meanwhile, I pray...
What is this one that we're calling?
That your every need is met above and beyond what you could ever think. That from the top of your head
radio?
To the bottom of your feet, you are healthy and strong.
His radio.
You have the mind
life.
Of Christ, a sound mind, and the heart of God. That our Lord will lead and guide you in His perfect will. That the answers to your prayers will be better than you could ask or think. Although sometimes our prayer answers are not always
is this
what
one
we
me?
Want.
Yeah, you have the accent again. Do you have another accent?
We know this because he says in Jeremiah 29,
it's accent?
11 and 12.
Yeah, what do you have? Do you have something
I
else?
I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not really. You. Plans to give you
just
a
give us some Bernie Sanders.
Future. Call upon me and pray and I will listen.
I have an idea, but I want to do it in my normal accent.
All right, that's fine.
Find me.
Your normal Remember, accent.
He
normal.
Loves you so much.
Whatever that is.
ESL.
Son to die on a cruel cross as a sacrifice.
Prayer and Crisis Referral Network. This is Janae. I have your name?
How's it going, Janae?
Hey. Going pretty good tonight. How about with you?
I'm doing pretty good. So this is a prayer line?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You can pray or talk or...
So,
but mostly prayer is what people are calling for.
There's something I needed to talk about. So I was kind of driving down the road and I saw this billboard that was like pro-LGBT. And I realized I hate homosexuals. And I was curious what you think about that. I just hate them. I kind of wish they would all die, to be honest with you.
Have you had an experience with a homosexual that made you feel that way? Like, has someone wronged you, or you just grew up and thinking that was just a bad behavior?
I just hate them, like, just that the fact that they exist. I mean, they defile children a lot. They're pedophiles, you know what I mean?
Well, I don't completely agree with that, because I do know some homosexuals.
I've seen them protest churches, too. And, like, I was reading in my Bible, and it was Leviticus 20. It says, if a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. And it kind of made me realize these people should be put to death by the government.
Well, unfortunately, the Prayer and Crisis Referral Network doesn't want us to talk about things like that on the prayer line. It's primarily to pray for people who are hurting or in need of some sort of healing or direction. But we
I'm definitely hurting because of these sodomites, I'll tell you that much. They hurt my spirit. I'm vexed every day with the filthy conversation of the wicked. That I can tell you.
But so is it just that one sin that bothers you, or is it because, you know, there's so many other things in the world that are wrong?
Oh, yeah, of course. I hate
it as well.
I hate all sin. There's no question about that. But man, that one really, really just angers me because they're filthy. You know, the Bible says they're brute beasts. I tell you what, how about you do this favor for me, okay? And then we can cut the call. Just go to sodomitedeception.com, and then you'll see where I'm coming from. How does that sound?
All right. I'll do that in my spare time.
So we have an agreement then. You go to sodomitedeception.com, and you check out that documentary, and you will see where I'm coming from. And I can guarantee you this, after you watch that film, you may be the one calling me talking about how much you hate the homos.
Thank you for sharing that.
All right. Well, hey, God bless you. Have a great night.
You too, sir. Bye-bye. All right.
I hate faggots.
How do you really feel, though? I don't feel like you expressed yourself clearly enough. That was weird. She's just like, have you been injured? Are you okay mentally? Oh, man.
So that was my character. Was it character or accent? I think it was still on character. That was accent.
Thanks, my accent is I hate homos.
I hate fags. Is that an accent?
Interesting accent that you have there, Ben. Oh, man. All right.
Did I take the show in a direction that you didn't expect?
Thank you for calling Breakthrough with Pastor Rod Parsley. We are so glad that you called.
Rod Parsley.
Please be advised that all calls may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes. Please hold the line for the next available prayer partner. Thank you for holding. All of our agents are currently assisting other callers. If you would like to receive a call back without losing your place in line, press 1.
Large non-denominational,
leave a message in our voicemail, press 2. Otherwise, remain on the line and your call will be answered in the order it was received.
He's on Daystar, the Word Network.
Maybe he's saying.
This is Pastor Rod Parsley. Our prayer partners will take your call very, very shortly.
Why don't we spin the wheel again?
Please stay on the line.
You get it.
It's like 80.
Respin.
Yeah, it's just right.
Rebuke. Oh boy, this is where the show gets serious.
No doubt you're the same then and the same now. Just as your part in the water is leading your sons and your daughters.
Because of the overwhelming response, all of our prayer partners are currently with other callers.
Like, Pastor Shelley was dancing to
CCM. And a prayer partner will be with
on the Baptist bias, lying, deceiving false prophets,
it'll be
calling them out. He had 50 accents.
Yep.
He was making fun of Chinese people and Indian people and Jamaican people. He had a terrible British accent.
The British accent was no good.
Really?
I like the Russian one. I don't know about the British.
I feel like I was better at British than the other ones.
I thought Russian was
top. I feel like my Indian's pretty bad.
Indian not so good.
Yeah.
Russian was good.
This is Pastor Rod Parsley.
Kind of tried to have like a Minnesota Canadian accent.
Your call will that work that well either. In just a moment. So please.
Well, I tried the Italian, but the Italian's kind of like over the top.
The Italian was a little stereotypical, but that's, you know, that's what makes it funny. This will be on YouTube in the morning for sure. On a channel that gets good. 2 views.
They'll say, Pastor, I mean, I really, it's funny at this point, like, I don't even know that I have a reputation, so I don't know what there is to destroy.
What is there to be said about you that hasn't already been said, though?
Thank you for holding. All of our agents are currently assisting other callers.
All right, let's put in the chat of the 50 accents I did, which was your favorite?
Press 1. To leave a message in our voicemail, press 2. Otherwise, remain
on. I'll take it back. I actually think your British was okay.
We might have dropped that one.
This is Pastor Rod Parsley.
We're still on hold.
Okay.
There's a lot of other people doing Christian Hotline podcasts right now, apparently.
Apparently everybody says, oh, the Mexican. There we go. Australian.
When did you do Mexican?
Oh, British. There
you did
go.
Mexican?
Yeah.
I didn't even notice.
It's just ebbing and flowing.
It must have, yeah, or it just wasn't that good.
Yes, it was.
Oh, that.
I have to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Eh?
I think Russian was clearly the best.
No one said Indian. It's okay.
Yeah. It's okay. I can only do one accent. Well, two.
Give us some Lebanese. I want to hear it.
The Lebanese, they talk like this. Yeah, they don't know how to do a certain sound. So they talk like this with kind of accent.
They talk like this.
Best come in, they put little bit Arabic word in the sentence come in, and though they don't know only one language, they speak three language bil Lebanon.
That's they a hard, do, I feel like I would just like go into Russian if I tried to do your accent, because it's like a little bit.
Hey, well, Anna, come in, I do the same thing, and I put a little bit Arabic in it.
Then welcome to the prayer and spiritual care call line.
English, who come in,
if you would like
French,
information and announcements
Arabic.
From the Office of Prayer
my
and
parents,
Spiritual
they talk
Care,
like this. I
press
love my
1.
Mom and my dad.
If you would like prayer, like press the, 2. Like
this. You said this. If you would like to hear today's
they would get
scripture
mad at me
and prayer, press
that.
1.
So I'm sorry, Mom and Dad.
If you would like prayer for healing,
that.
Press 2.
Ooh.
If you would like prayer for a need within a relationship, press 3.
This is very specific.
If you would like prayer for provision, press 4.
Ooh.
If you would like prayer for salvation, press
yes.
5.
5.
If you would like...
Let's pray. Heavenly Father,
it's just
as we
a
reach out to you in prayer today, we recognize that you are a miracle-working God. You know the need this caller is facing, and you care about that need. We ask that you minister to this person in a powerful
look,
way.
Look, it's literally a pre-recorded
and
call.
And as they look to you in faith, please bring physical healing and restoration as only you can. May
yeah.
your power be at work both now and in the days to come.
It's not a hotline.
We also ask that you fill this person's heart with
person.
Peace,
it's a
comfort, and assurance,
canned, pre-recorded
knowing that
message.
As this need is laid before you in your capable hands,
so
you
five
are
recordings.
Answering.
Mm-hmm.
And we ask this in your precious name. Amen.
That was how I got
to
saved?
To return to the main menu,
yeah.
press pound.
Wow, that was really lame. Let's go to another one. Did we try the truth boards? Those
Hello,
usually are always
Bishop
heretics.
Hello, this is TD Jakes, and I thank you so much
oh,
for calling
Jakes,
and
great.
Expressing continued interest in this ministry.
That'd
God
cool
is moving
the real
in
TD
a
Jakes
phenomenal
answer.
Way. Exciting things are going on all over the world. Because
or,
of your care and support
Cliff
and
Dollar.
Love
What's
and
his name?
Prayers for this Preflo. Ministry.
Cliff.
I want to encourage you, if you're not a partner with this ministry, to consider partnering
Preflo.
With us as we go about doing God's will in our neighborhoods.
I'm sure I could learn some others,
world.
Like French.
Now just stay on the line
I don't know if I could
service,
do a French accent.
And thanks
not.
Again
I just,
for calling.
No offense to
Thank
French
Thank you for
people.
Calling TD Jakes Ministries. If you are interested in becoming
a
new member or requesting
yeah.
salvation,
I can do a, I,
press 7.
I think I can do a Scottish
Otherwise,
one.
Continue listening for more options.
Be sure to watch Bishop T.D. Jakes on the Potter's Touch daily on TVN, Daystar,
is T.D. Jakes a homosexual?
Please check our website. I've been watching online,
and I'm not
Please
sure.
Listen carefully as our menu items have changed.
Do you think that answered my
question? You may select from the following options.
The bro J. Stu is making the claim that T.D. Jakes is on the P. Diddy tapes.
To give a new donation or place a new product order, please press 2.
Cannot confirm or deny that. I'll take his word for it.
Please press 3. To hear information about T.D. Jakes Ministries, including updates on upcoming conferences and events, please press 4. If you are calling to resolve an issue with a previous transaction,
does that count?
Please press 5.
This just seems like just
prayer,
money,
press 6.
Bye.
Press 9 to repeat a selected menu or 0 at any time to speak with a ministry representative.
I don't think that this one has. I don't think this one's a good one.
Yeah, probably not.
I need to go look. What is?
I'm sorry, we did not receive your response. Please try again. Be sure to watch Bishop T.D. Jakes on the Potter's Touch daily on.
Let's see. What was the For Truth? Did we do that one already? Did we do number 6?
Thank you for calling the toll-free number 834-TRUTH. For English,
we're doing it now.
Press 1. Para
we'll
español,
do it live.
Marque 3.
Finish, can you finish the sentence?
Thanks, Ben.
What? I just
to
wanted
speak
you to
with
get
someone
into
on our phone team about your questions or spiritual needs, press 0.
You don't have enough heat on you.
Para español.
If you know the extension number of the phone team member you would like
Para
to speak
español.
With, you may dial it at any time.
Hola,
otherwise, you may hold
o
for the next
this.
Available team member. This call may be monitored or recorded.
Please listen to a brief explanation of truth while we connect your call.
Ooh, I love truth.
Have you ever asked yourself these questions?
No.
Can I really know?
Hello, this is Orly with 83 for Truth, Gospel Billboards.
Hey, this
Glad
is John.
Called.
What was your name again?
Orly.
Orly?
Orly, yeah, you said
Oily?
It just right. Thank you. Yeah, O-R-L-I-E.
O-L...
Yeah, what was your name?
John.
John, okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I wanted to know your name. So, Orlando, what do you have to do to be saved?
What do you have to do to be saved? Did you see one of the billboards? Is that what prompted you to call?
Yeah, I'm just kind of nervous about it. And I just, you know, I like the truth. And you know, I want to talk to you. It's Orion. Is that your name again?
No, Orly.
Oh, Orly.
Or Orly.
Hourly.
O-R-L-I-E, Orly. It's a little different name, but you're saying it just right.
It's a silent H.
Well, I am so thankful that you're calling about this. This is probably the most important question that you'll ever ask. Is what
I agree.
Do I need to do to be saved?
So again, I've heard a few different things. I wanted to be sure. What do I have? Like, what is it that I have to do to go to heaven or be saved?
Jesus said. In the Word of God, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father but by me. And
Amen.
So to go through Jesus, which is by the blood of Christ, to believe in Jesus, to believe in his light, that he was born and was here, and in his death, how he died on the cross, and then his resurrection, how he rose from the dead. This is something that...
I believe all that. Does that mean I'm saved?
And then to follow.
Okay.
And then to follow Jesus.
Follow. What do I have to... Follow, what does that mean?
Well, what that means is you deny yourself, you take your cross upon you, and you follow him. And he will lead you and guide you in the way that you should go. And that involves a lot, you know, as far as that goes. But you know,
Do you think like do you think salvation's like a one time thing, like it's a one time decision, or do I have to call? I have to like constantly follow?
Yes, you constantly follow. Yes, you do.
I mean, Omar, you I'm just not that. Sure what you
it
mean by that.
It is a thing that you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. You need to do that. That's the beginning. That's what they call being born again. If you come to the place to where you repent. See, this is the thing of it. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And right. So we do have sin in our lives, and we need to bring this to Jesus and recognize the sin and simply confess that sin and repent from it.
Well, I opened the Bible, and I went to this book called Romanos, or Romans, and it said in Romans chapter 3, it said, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So this verse says that it's free.
Yeah.
Okay. And so it's free?
It's a free gift.
The Bible, it says in verse 28 here, I'm looking, it says, therefore we conclude the man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. So does that mean I don't have to follow?
See, when Jesus came, he fulfilled the law.
Yeah.
All the law and the prophets, Jesus fulfilled that law. And he came and died for you, for us. Jesus died for you.
Yeah.
No matter what your sin is. But see, this is where people have a tendency in our day and age to stumble.
Okay.
And that is this thing that, well, it's a free gift. And so I don't have to do anything. All I have to do is accept it, and then that's...
Well, that's what it sounds like.
But if you go back to James, and you read the book of James...
Okay,
then
James.
It explains that faith, if you have faith in Jesus Christ, faith without works is dead.
Okay, but that and, does that mean that the faith can't exist without it?
Yeah, faith can't exist without works. If you have faith, it will make a difference in your life.
Okay.
Jesus will give you new life, and the prophecy is this: a new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. I will take your stony heart out of your flesh and give you an heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and to keep my judgments and do them.
Well,
see, that's how Jesus, he accepts you exactly where you are, but he'll never leave you there. He'll walk with you and take you further, and then the sanctifying process, which is walking with Jesus and to follow him, and that is
well,
a
you,
lifelong.
Well, you brought up James. I was kind of curious because I flipped over there. It says in James 2:23, it says, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. So in James 2, it says that it's just by believing that you would have righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
But
you believe?
If I flip back to that Romans book, it said something about faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. I think it also says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So it sounds like all I have to do is just believe.
Then if you read on in James, you
I just read James. It said all I had to do is believe.
Yeah. Well, and then you continue on. Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God.
Uh-huh.
You see, then, that man is justified by works and not by faith only.
So that's saying that he was the friend by his works, but he was saved by his faith, right?
That's right. And he proved his faith by his works.
So I don't have to have works to be saved. I just have to have works to be a friend.
Well, you have to have works to be saved. In other words, you will have works
But there's a verse. Someone show me a verse in Ephesians 2. It said, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So how could Ephesians 2:9 be right when it says not of works, and then you, Orlando, are saying that it's by works?
Also by works.
Also, but it says it's not of works.
It seems like a paradox, doesn't it?
Well, it sounds like you're lying.
In other words, if you read in Romans, you go to chapter 6 in Romans.
Okay.
Where Paul talks about this this continuing in sin. Romans chapter 6.
Sure.
Dead to sin, alive to God. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? And he says, certainly not. How shall we who died...
So we shouldn't sin, right? That's what that verse is saying. We shouldn't sin, right?
That's right.
But the verse... Right. There's a couple verses before that. It says, in Romans 5:20, it says, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. So it sounds like even if I do sin, God's grace covers that, and I'm still saved.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So I don't have to have works to be saved.
If you fall into sin, but you do need to repent of that sin.
Well, but what if I don't?
If you don't, then you get to the place to where you are separated more and more from God because you're not obeying and you're not following and you're living in sin.
But I don't understand, Obama. And if I believe, won't I be saved?
If you believe, but if you believe, you will not continue in sin.
So what does it mean to believe in your mind? Is believe like a one-time trust?
In my mind, the way it works is that if you believe, you show by your life that you believe.
So if you were to stand before God and God said, "Why should I let you into heaven?" What would you say? Mm-hmm.
What would I say now? Why am I deserving of going into heaven?
Right. Like if God's like, why are you going to get in there, Ornando?
Yeah. Just simply by your grace and by the blood of Christ and by your mercy and grace and the blood of Christ, that's how I'm going to get into heaven. Not by any work, not by anything that I do, not by any merit that I might think that I might have. Nothing like that. It is all by the grace of God.
So, Osteen, I just don't understand. Like you said earlier, it was by works, and now you're saying it's not by works. So, if I were to stand in front of God, would I say like, "Well, I went to church, I read my Bible, I tried to do good. Would that get me into heaven, or is it Jesus died on the cross and paid for all my sins? Like, which one's going to get me in?"
Jesus died on the cross and saved you from your sins.
Do you think someone could lose their salvation?
But see here, this is what I want to point out. And that is, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. That's in the book of James. And so that is why I guess I might ask you this question, sir. And that is, your name was John, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I might ask you this question, John, and that is, why do you want to continue in sin? Why do you not want to have any works?
Well, look, Obi-Wan Kenobi, sometimes I have a bad thought. I look at, things, differently, and I think, like, according to the Bible, I'm not even supposed to lust after money or things or women or any of this kind of stuff. According to the Bible, it seems like just even hating someone is murder. That's what Jesus said. So the way I look at it, we probably sin every single day. So it's not that I really want to. It's just the fact that I feel like I can't stop. And I'm not saying like I'm doing something. I'm not like killing a lot of people or anything like that. So it's just, I just want to know like what I have to do to be saved. And I mean, look, Oprah, I want to know what's the bare minimum so I can know I'm saved.
Yeah, that seems to be there's something not quite jibing up. See, Jesus put it this way. He said, salvation, now that's in my words, but it is like the kingdom of heaven is like this pearl that the person found in the field.
Okay.
And he sold,
I like pearls.
And he sold everything that he had. He sold okay. everything that he had.
So I have to sell everything.
So that he could, yes, so that he could purchase this field that had this treasure in it, that had this pearl in it.
Well, and I live in Texas, so if I buy a Texas field, will I get a pearl?
How was that again? Pardon?
Do I have to buy a specific field to get a pearl?
No.
Oh.
No, but the, you get the gist of the message.
Okay.
And that is that salvation through the blood of Jesus is so precious.
Yes.
It is in the kingdom of God is so precious. It is worth so much that we give our entire life and everything that we have.
So if I okay, so I have to give everything.
That we surrender that to Jesus.
I surrender it all. Because of the
pearl, you surrender it all.
Well, I mean, okay, and I'm forgive me. It's Orville Redenbacher. Is that your name?
No, it's Orly Troyer.
Oh, Orly Trailer.
Yeah, Orly Troyer. Yeah.
Only Trailers.
O R L I E, Orly. You got that?
Yeah. Okay. No. So. I'm sorry. I'm really bad with names.
Well, that's okay. That's
I just, mm-hmm. I feel like I've heard people say surrender it all, and I've heard mm-hmm. people say believe. Mm-hmm. It seems like, according to the Bible, though, salvation is just a free gift, though, again. I don't understand why I have to give it all or pay it all, like, if it's free. Like if someone said, like, hey, I got an all-you-can-eat buffet, and it's free, and then I show up, and they're like, but you got to give all your money to me, I'd be like, that's like a lie.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
I mean, okie dokie, I just don't understand, like, what I have to do to be saved. I feel like I'm so confused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the thing of it is that because
I'm just kind of curious, like how long have y'all trained for this, right? Like, do you go to a church?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what kind of church do you go to?
I'm a Mennonite.
Oh, okay. is like all of the guys that work for you, are they Mennonites? Or are they different kinds of Christians or
the people that work for us?
Yeah.
They're not all Mennonites.
Do Mennonites wear those funny hats?
There's one. Yeah, the women wear a covering on their head.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like, do you like ride a buggy to like work? I didn't think y'all were allowed to use technology. Why are you on the phone?
No, we don't drive buggies, horses.
Is there like a mule or something that's like carrying the signal?
You mean the mule? Is that what you said?
Like a phone mule.
Oh. Hmm. No.
Is this like a phone booth?
We have phones and we have electricity in there.
Oh, okay.
And we,
I thought like electricity was like the devil for y'all or something. It's like lightning fell from heaven.
There are Amish people that live like that.
Oh, okay. So y'all don't like the Amish.
We are, and yet we aren't. It's a little bit different.
Are they like cousins or something? Are y'all all related?
Maybe that's a good way to put it. But no, we're not all related.
Oh,
not
okay.
at all.
So,
yeah.
So would you like marry an Amish person?
Yes.
Oh, probably. Okay. What about like a Christian?
We used to be Amish, but we're not anymore. We're now Mennonites.
So what? Why did you split?
Well, the reason that we did the transition to Mennonites is because the whole church decided to do that.
Man, Ozzy Osbourne, I just can't even believe it. Like, what? I'm just kind of confused Like, okay, so according to the Bible, salvation is a free gift by faith.
I can why you're confused.
So the Bible says salvation is a free gift by faith, not of works. You say it's surrender your life and it's by works. So should I believe you or the Bible?
You need to believe the Bible.
Because so the Bible says it's a free gift then.
The Bible also says that it is a free gift if you accept it. You have to accept this gift.
Right. So I accept it by faith, right? Like John 1:12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God.
Now, that's what does that mean?
Well, it means to put your faith in what Jesus did, right? Because if Jesus paid it all and I put all my faith in what he did, that would make me saved. Whereas if I believe by my works, then I'm trusting myself to get to heaven.
Yeah. Why would it take power to become the sons of God?
Well, the power is given unto me by God to become a son of God through faith. I become born again. And I'm born again by the Spirit.
And then what happens?
Well, now that I'm saved, I should try to read the Bible. I should try to go to church. I should try to have works that accompany my salvation. But my salvation was accomplished by faith alone in Jesus Christ.
That is right. That is right. You have
sounds like you said everything.
You have said it correctly.
But what do you believe?
I believe that. I believe those works are simply accompany your faith. If you don't have works, you don't have faith. It's just that simple.
But what about the Bible? Romans 4:5 says, "But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness." Doesn't that say somebody could have no works and be saved?
His faith is counted for righteousness.
Look, I think that you're just confused here. I think that you grew up. Look, I think you grew up in a cult that teaches work salvation, and you've never probably heard the clear gospel. But the Bible says salvation is a free gift by faith without works, and it's once saved, always saved. You don't have to do any of these extra faith and following and surrendering, because if you had to do that, Jesus didn't need to die on the cross. Jesus already died on the cross, paid all your sins. All you have to do is put your faith in him one time, and that's what causes you to be born again. You're teaching a works-based salvation, and you're not even saved. And it's weird that you're on a hotline trying to tell other people how to get saved when you're not even saved.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think so.
You need to watch The Bible Way to Heaven on YouTube or Rumble. You need to find a Baptist church. In fact, which Bible do you use?
I have right in front of me, I have a New King James Version.
Well, you need to get the King James. You don't need a New King James. New King James is bad. You need to go to preservebible.com and watch the documentary, and at the end of the video, to explain how to go to heaven and how to be saved. The King James Bible is the Word of God. The other versions twist and pervert the Scripture.
Now, how did you say that? I would like to hear that again.
Go to preservebible.com.
Did you say the King James Bible is true?
Yes. You should use the King James Bible. The New King James perverts the Scripture.
That's what I have. I also have the New King James.
Yeah, that's garbage. You should get rid of it.
It's just in a language that we speak more closely. But the King James Bible is what I have used from a very small child on up.
Well, you should watch The Bible Way to Heaven, Oswald, because the reality is salvation's a free gift just by faith. I feel like you're teaching a false gospel. It seems really clear that you're not saved. You need to change what you believe and put all your faith in Jesus Christ. I thank you for your time, sir, okay? Please change your mind. Please believe in Jesus. I'm out. That guy would have talked to me forever. That's like the Canadian guy. I think that was the same. Was that the same one?
No.
Was that the same? Was that 83 Truth? Yeah, I think that was 83 Truth. It's so frustrating.
The Canadian guy pissed me off more.
Maybe we need to have our own Baptist bias hotline, Ben. You can call. They can call you, and you can get them
saved.
Call me? Yeah.
Okay, sure. Easy way to get my soul winning in.
Right. Man. That's just sad. It's just sad that people are calling these people wanting answers and they just get that. It seemed like he tried to just agree with me at the end no matter what I said.
he obviously was playing both sides of the fence there, because he was saying that he would just proclaim his faith in Christ if he were asked why he deserves to go to heaven. But then at the same time, he pretty point blank said that you have to have works to be saved. So these people contradict themselves because, you know, obviously they don't have the Holy Spirit inside them. They're blinded. And so they're just, I guess, unaware of the fact that they are holding two conflicting views.
All right, let's you want to do one more?
Let's do one last one. All right,
you can do it. Spin the wheel.
Hello, and thank you for calling the Prayer and Crisis line today. Please hold as we connect you to our first available prayer minister.
Switch. There we go.
Meanwhile, I pray God's richest blessings over you, that your every need is met above and beyond what you could ask or think, that from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, you are healthy and strong, that you have the mind of Christ, a sound mind, and the heart of God, that our Lord will lead and guide you in his perfect will, that the answers to your prayers will be better than you could ask or think. Although sometimes
shout out Pastor Thompson in the chat.
Always what we want.
Nice.
God promises.
Should get him on the show.
I'd like to have him on sometime.
We know yeah. if he's willing he to. Says in Jeremiah 29:11-12. I know.
It's so funny they say their Bible burning happened in Watauga, Texas, on this article.
I saw. To give you a hope and a future.
Yeah, they're kind of off on that.
Pray,
one.
And I will listen and answer you when you seek me with all of your heart. You will find me. Remember,
it's got like 500 hearts, so
he allowed his
at least 500 people liked it.
Son to die on a cruel cross, as
but maybe they're liking the sins, attack,
spilling his own precious blood, so you could have life and have it abundantly in him, that you could be forgiven from all of your sins and have freedom from sickness, disease.
Spencer Smith said, "This is a cult, no greater, and they're not a Christian organization, and they're not a church."
And the power
so apparently, we're not a church.
He set us free from the enemy's authority over us.
I was under the impression that we were, but I guess
effective in his name. If you do not know Jesus as your
I was pretty sure that
Lord
Spencer
Savior,
Smith was King James only, wasn't he?
Save me now, Jesus.
Yeah, but he hates us. So doctrine doesn't matter.
Is he even saved, or is he like a hardcore repent of your sins guy?
Thank you for dying for
I've
me.
I've heard that he believes that you have to have works.
For forgiving all of my sins and carrying all of my burdens and concerns. Jesus, I believe in you. Help me today. If you prayed that prayer with me today, be sure that you tell prayer minister when you're connected. They can assist you with more detailed information if you like. If you didn't, that's okay. You may want to ask your prayer minister more questions about Jesus and his love for you. I apologize that you're still on hold. I know you're hurting and may feel anxious for your turn.
Somebody said they're duet reams only.
Hold, and what? We will be with you as soon as
weird.
Possible. We truly
Catholic?
Care about you and never want you to be anxious.
It's an English Catholic Bible.
Jesus knows you're on the phone right now, and he loves you very much. In Psalm 139, he tells us he loved you from the moment he created
it's so funny
you.
Because
he wrote
it's
in
like
book about all the
if you have an American flag that's been tattered or worn, you're supposed to burn it. You're not supposed
we're
to like throw it away or anything like that.
To save us.
You're supposed to just
Jesus
get rid of it.
It's
but it's like you burn an ESV and replace it with the King James and everybody loses their mind.
Lamb. That's
right?
How he feels about you. You're his precious.
Screw him.
There's nothing he won't do for you. And when you turn to him for help, like you are today, he is there. In Psalm 103, King David says, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases."
Acts 19:19, that's all I have to say about that.
With love and compassion.
I mean, they burn witchcraft books, for sure.
Many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together and burned them before all men, and they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver. Go cry about that.
David
Snow
Taylor,
Blair.
This truly breaks my heart. There's so much good that could have been done with those. Is the good Stephen Furtick and Andy Stanley?
Oh, I thought they answered and heard you say Andy Stanley.
They're like, yeah. Thanks to our shout out to our crowd. They're sticking with us. We got over 200 in the chat. They're pretty excited. They're pretty engaged.
They're into it.
My friend,
this is
Paul Dinakaran welcoming you to Jesus Cause. We are here to pray for those who are brokenhearted and who have needs so that their sorrow will turn into joy. You too can come to our prayer tower anytime for prayer. We are at 8855 North Stemmons Freeway, Dallas, Texas, on I-35 and Regal
Dallas.
Row.
They're where we are.
If you need prayer, please press 1.
Yes.
If you need to speak to somebody about our products, and if you would like to donate, please press 2.
Call number.
If you would like to reach
Welcome.
Is that the guy from the anti-OSAS documentary?
We found you.
Remember him?
Oh, he was Indian, wasn't he?
Maybe it's the same.
We would like to welcome you to your humble home. Donate now. Somebody said, Spencer Smith said, you have to repent of your sins in his videos. Does anybody know Spencer Smith? Is he right on the gospel? I know he hates us, but I'm just kind of curious what people think of these.
I don't think that he's the president of our fan club.
Do you think he likes us as much as Greg Locke?
Probably.
Oh, man.
Greg Locke is more likely to hang out with a friendly atheist.
Bunch of people are asking me about all the, quote, drama going on in the world. But, you know, if you want to know, just listen to the sermon Wednesday night. That's all I got to say. So
we are less than 24 hours away from that.
Yeah, I'm planning on talking about it once and then just leaving it alone. So
you're going to drop a nuke?
I'm definitely not going to have a, quote, private meeting since I can't do that anymore. But whatever.
No, no such thing. Constantly being recorded.
Yeah, talk about Big Brother. I guess that's what everybody likes. It's communist already. Are these people going to even answer us? Maybe we should just go back to good old 83 Truth because they really like to chat over there.
You're going to drop the atom bomb and then just walk away.
That's so funny because that Spencer guy has this thing called Atom or something. It's like these documentaries he made. It's like Atom 1.
Thank
Atom
you
2,
for calling
Atom 3.
The toll-free number 834-TRUTH. For English, press 1.
Get your popcorn
ready. To speak with someone on our phone team about your questions or spiritual needs,
says Pastor Thompson.
0.
I agree with that. I'm going to show up to church with popcorn. Is that cool? Or?
If you know the extension number of the phone team member you would like to speak with, you may dial it at any time.
Take a nap.
Otherwise, you may hold for the next available team member. This call may be monitored or recorded. Please listen to a brief explanation of truth while we connect your call. Have you ever asked yourself these questions? Can I really know what
to
is
me
true?
Because I've seen these people
what
out there
will happen
already,
to
like,
me after I die?
Putting these,
Is this John again?
Hello.
Hello, John.
It's Ben.
Oh, it's Ben. Is it a different person than it was before? It's the same phone number.
It is, in fact, a different person.
Same phone number, but a different person.
Yes.
How does that happen?
I have no idea, to be honest with you. Okay. That was fantastic. Best call of the night.
Orally.
Right there.
Good job, Ben.
Great job.
All right, I guess.
Fantastic. That
job.
Was awesome.
All right. What about the Billy Graham one? I think that we down at the bottom. I think 24.
The Billy Graham one had a save person on it last
it's
time.
It's been mixed. It's like a mixed bag, I think.
Yeah. That guy.
Let's try to see if we can.
That
get
guy
one
seemed
more.
Nice, though, right?
I mean, I wasn't. I feel like I wanted to rebuke him because that was what I was supposed to do, but I was trying to just.
He seemed like kind of an old man.
We call back during our normal business hours.
I kind of feel bad for him. Maybe I've just gone soft or something.
Probably. Well, you got. I mean, it's like hard because it's like this is a person that's like this is a real person. We want them to be saved, you know. And
It's just kind of frustrating. What about number four? Did we already do that one? Maybe, but someone's like, "This is a medical alert center." Well, you know what? I thought our show last week was pretty good. It actually got a lot of views. It was kind of spicy. It's kind of funny that, you know, saying that homeless should be put to death is not the most spicy thing we can say.
But rather,
this call may be recorded for quality assurance.
Discipline is actually,
we have a special promotion today for select callers.
It's a nuclear warhead.
Thank you for calling. This is Jessica on a recorded line. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. How are you?
Great. So with our promotion today, you actually have the opportunity to receive a free medical alert
device.
You're
a robot.
So congratulations.
Yeah, you're not real. Can I talk to a real person?
Representative. Hello.
Is anybody there?
Hi. My name is Jessica. What did you say?
Peter James is making fun of me for saying it's been. I can be a little awkward sometimes, all right? Are we going to actually connect to somebody here?
It's ringing.
Sorry, the mailbox is full and there is not enough.
It's kind of interesting because last week, I believe we had.
Thank you for calling Life Outreach International.
We had a
to
good
allow us to meet your needs more effectively,
guests,
please select from the following options.
The VP debate.
Press 1 for donation or product.
Did you watch the VP
two
debate
for
at
prayer.
All?
I didn't see
or
one
three
second
for
of
all
it.
Other needs.
How about you?
No.
I just don't care about the election right now.
Is it possible to be in the end times? Like, are we...
That's funny how you asked that.
Like, are we gearing up for this?
Is it possible to be in the end times?
Like, what are your thoughts?
I mean, I don't think we're in the end times.
Yeah, but I don't think we're in the last 7 years. I'm not saying that.
Oh,
I'm just
okay.
saying, like...
I think it's possible we're getting closer and closer. Like, it's around the corner, perhaps. I'll grant that.
What would be like, in your mind, the soonest that we would hit the
Hello.
7
Thank you for calling
years.
The Christian Broadcasting Network. We are so happy to receive your
like,
call.
Could it be within 12 months?
Para escuchar
I would say
esta
the soonest
español,
would be like,
presione el 9.
15 years or so.
This call may be monitored
15,
or recorded.
Years.
So you don't think it could happen in the next
purposes.
Few years?
No, I don't
Hello,
see
and thank you for calling the Christian Broadcasting years. Network. We are so happy to receive
I mean, I
your call.
Wrong. But
to order the Genius of Israel DVD and streaming, please
Depends
press
on who wins
1.
The election, Pastor, shall
if
we?
You're calling for prayer, please press 2.
I mean, do
2.
You think that one of the others more likely for us to be in the end times?
Our agents are currently busy
I think
assisting
so.
Other callers.
Which one, though?
Did you know that you can visit CBN.com to submit your prayer request
Kamala.
Or make a donation?
You don't think that Trump could drag
please
us into World War III with
we
Iran?
I don't trust Trump on Iran. So that's definitely possible. That he could get us into war with Iran for sure.
It seems like our audience is just haters.
Did you know that CBN prayer
oh,
agents are part of an
okay.
international team?
Including one who would
Today,
love,
you
I'm
might
sure,
speak with the believer on the other side of the world. Our agents cover the earth with faith-filled prayers. Please continue to
this,
hold.
This is what's
we look
so
forward
funny
to praying with you.
These people think that we're terrible and awful, but then they watch everything.
They watch
did.
Everything we do. They're
right.
our biggest
what's
fans.
The, what's the point?
Yeah. They watch more than people who actually like us.
Yeah.
The people who like us
CBN
watch
prayer
less
is
than
a
people
vital
who
resource
hate us. Could you imagine that?
Everywhere.
It's probably because the people who
the
hate
US
us have absolutely no life. We are their
network
life.
Of believers
I feel like
ready
they would
to pray
be depressed
with you 24/7.
Like if the new IP
Please
didn't
continue
exist.
To hold.
If the new IP
we
didn't exist, they would have nothing to live for. Absolutely nothing to live for, period. It is what their being revolves around. It is why they wake up in the morning. It is why they breathe air. It is why they eat
around
breakfast,
the world,
lunch, and dinner.
Teams are are equipped.
It is what makes them tick. It is their obsession. It is their compulsion.
It's their tattoo.
It is what they do.
It's their life's work. They were anti-new IFB.
They wake up every morning and they just think of new ways to hate us.
It's like this is what's funny about it. It's like the worst Christians out there, the worst preachers, it's the new IFB, right?
New IFB. You know what's the problem with America right now? As America is on a bobsled straight to hell with faggots and communism and leftism and feminism and all kinds of false religion, the new IFB.
Right.
That's exactly what I'm going to spend my entire life warring against, is the new IFB, because that's what's wrong with America.
Right. It doesn't seem like a coincidence that we've been just killing it lately, and then all these people come out of the woodwork to hate us, but whatever.
Our agents are trained to use scriptures and focused prayers that target your needs.
Well, rats typically come out of the sewer system, so what do you expect?
Faith-filled prayers. Please hold for the next available agent.
At least it's hard to get a hold of these people, so they're not damning a bunch of people to hell. You know what's not wrong with America? These hotlines getting people the false gospel
yeah,
all the time.
Apparently it's so difficult to connect to them anyway.
It's us calling them and telling them that they're not saved.
Good evening. Thank you for calling the Christian Broadcasting Network. This is Brian. How may I help you?
How's it going, Brian? This is Ben. How you doing?
Finding you, Ben, and how am I assist you this evening?
Well, I was just kind of calling and seeing, a lot of people, they have different views on salvation and how to go to heaven. There's some folks who believe that salvation is kind of like just by faith alone on the Lord Jesus Christ. There's others who would say that salvation is a combination of faith and works. So I was curious if you would be willing to offer your position on this crucial issue.
Well, it's against CBN's policy for me to preach, teach, or give my opinion, so I would not be able to answer your question.
All right. Wasn't expecting that. So how you doing then?
Well, anything, I'm fine, and you? And is anything else that I can assist you with?
What can you talk about?
You have a prayer request? You know, I'm here to pray for you if you have a prayer request.
I would like to pray. My prayer request would be like, I want to pray that you would tell me what you believe it's necessary to be saved.
Well, sir, again, it's against CBN's policy for me to preach, teach, or give my opinion, so I would not be able to answer your question.
But what if somebody's about to die and they need to go to heaven? Like, what if I'm about to die? Like, wouldn't you tell me?
Well, sir, my position is, if you would want to pray the prayer of salvation, then I would be very happy to lead you in that prayer of salvation, that you come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But again, it's against CBN's policy for me to preach, teach, and to give you my opinion.
Well, so that kind of puts us in a bit of a bind here, because the whole purpose of the call was to see what you believe, and you're not willing to give that to us. So I guess that about does it. So appreciate your time today here on the Baptist Bias. Thank you for being our guest tonight, and we look forward to having you on perhaps sometime in the future. I didn't know what else to do.
Oh, man. I mean, what's the point of these hotlines? These hotlines suck. I mean, they're just terrible.
I can't answer that question. I'd love to.
Why is it? Why is it that the devil is so committed? Like, think about it. This costs a lot of money. This is a lot of time. This is a lot of effort. There's a lot of energy put into these hotlines, and they won't even tell you how to be saved.
It's against their policy to give their opinion on anything. I mean, I'm just repeating what the guy said.
From the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Like, what if I said, like, hey, I want our church to start a hotline, but it's going to be our policy that we can't tell anyone how to go to heaven. What's the point?
Well, if you're just hiring Joe Schmo off the street who hasn't cracked open a Bible and doesn't know the difference between Genesis, the book, and Genesis, the car manufacturer, then you would want to have that policy. Right?
I mean, I really just don't. Do they even get enough money from that? Like, do you think these hotlines really bring in enough money to support?
Oh, I'm sure they probably bring some money in. They probably solicit, you know, donations and stuff from...
It's because they have it on the TV, so they need someone to call. Like, they're just... They're constantly just like, call now if you want to donate. Call now.
Call now to donate.
And then, like, that's what they're expecting us to say.
Yeah, and then you get a blessing in response for...
You can pray, and then you can give them some money or something like that.
Exactly right.
I don't know. It's just sad.
There's really not much else to it. It is a scam, almost a spiritual scam. You can
do. We have another one on the line. Is that what I'm hearing?
It looks like we're currently on hold with one more.
Okay, I guess we'll just finish on this.
But folks, you know, it's so hard to get connected to these people that it kind of makes me feel a little bit better that it's so difficult, since the majority of them preach a false gospel. And carrying all of my burdens. It must mean that they're not reaching that many people.
Jesus. Or they're just busy damning people's souls to hell while we're waiting.
That's also possible.
Although we got that same guy. That was funny.
We did, yeah.
He's like, this is the same number. Probably blocked us now. He's probably like...
Well, he asked how that could be possible. And I really didn't know what to say at that point.
People say we need more street debates.
What do you think, Pastor Shelley?
I kind of would like to go maybe back to some of the schools and talk to the students again. I thought that was kind of fun.
That was kind of fun. We
truly care about. It's just kind of sad that the college kids are just so uneducated.
Yeah, that kind of seems oxymoronic, considering that they're at an institution that is supposed
to be learning,
educating them. But it's really propagandizing them with left-wing
join
garbage.
Join the meeting now. This meeting is being recorded by the organizer.
Hello? Hello?
Is this like Pentecostal?
What are you speaking? Are you demon-possessed? Hello? Hello?
Hola.
Do you need help? Are you foaming at the mouth and rolling around and barking like a dog? Well, this is a great hotline right here. They definitely hire high-quality callers or hotline people, whatever they're supposed to be called.
All right, we can cut it. That was
fantastic. what a great call.
I don't even know. If you got a question, we might answer a question real quick. Otherwise, we're going to wrap up the show.
All right. Questions from the chat room.
Next week, we have Leighton Flowers coming on. He's a former Calvinist, and we're interested in talking to him, him explaining to us like how he decided to transition away from Calvinism, which I think is kind of a good idea.
To transition like, from Calvinism or to
no,
have him on the show?
From Calvinism away from Calvinism. So he used to be a Calvinist and then he...
That's fantastic.
And then he like totally realized that it was wrong. I guess he didn't have a choice. It's kind of funny. It's like... That would be funny. Like, I believe in Calvinism, but I don't believe in Calvinism. It's like God forced me to not believe in Calvinism. But Calvinism is true. It's just I don't personally believe it. But it's true because God forced me to not believe in it.
How could they hold you accountable for something that God forced you not to believe?
Like, could you meet someone that's have you ever met a Calvinist who's not elect? That would be the funny. That would be like a funny skit. It's like the non-elect Calvinist. He's like, yeah, I don't believe in Calvinism, but it is true. It's just that I don't personally believe in it because God didn't elect me. God didn't want me to ever believe in Calvinism. So it's unfortunate that I'm damned. And, you know, of course, Calvinism's true. And, of course, you know, the election is true. I just am not the elect one. It's just a sad day. Like
I've never heard a single one make that claim, and I don't think I ever will.
Wouldn't that be funny? He's like the non-elect Calvinist. He's just like, man, yeah, it's just the same that, you know, I just wasn't elected. Nothing I can do
about
it.
Too bad.
Yeah.
But Calvinism is still true. That'd be funny if they said
right.
That.
He's talking to a Calvinist. He's like, so what can I do to change the fact that I'm not elect?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. So I can't believe? What can a dead man do?
You know, I mean, the thing that's hypocritical is they would tell the person to believe. So,
seems,
I don't know.
Seems like haters are just fixated on one topic. They can't move on. So, all right. Well, that's pretty much going to do it for us. Thanks for joining in. It wasn't as fun as the first time. I think this kind of burned out.
Folks, the sequel is never as good as the original.
No.
When are you going to realize
that?
The
original is always the
best. Unless we're talking about Star Wars, in which Empire Strikes Back was probably better for sure. But that's
is there a movie where you feel like the second one's better?
Empire Strikes Back better than A New Hope.
What about Toy Story 2? Did you ever see that one?
I've never even watched it.
I feel like Toy Story 2 is pretty good.
Yeah, that's my wife.
What about, did you ever watch the Lord of the Rings series?
I think I watched it one time as a kid. I got bored maybe 20, 25 minutes in and turned it off.
Like just the first one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is that the one where there's a guy that's like talking about...
The Hobbit with the ring and everything.
He says that the ring's precious. Or he looks like a demon. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about it.
There's some worldly movies out there. I thought the second one was better, but...
I mean, there's a lot of films out there that you could argue is the exception to the rule, but in general, the sequel is no longer...
What about Home Alone 2? Have you seen Home Alone and Home Alone 2?
I think I saw the first one. I don't remember watching the second.
I feel like Home Alone 2 stood its own. Oh, somebody said in the chat, Shrek 2. Someone said Dark Knight. I don't know if you can really count Dark Knight as a number 2 because... It's like there's a million Batman films. Terminator 2 for sure is what someone else said. I would agree, like the Terminator series. Christmas Vacation. Someone put Sound of Freedom, but how is that a sequel?
That's not a sequel.
I don't even understand how that's a sequel.
Someone says Home Alone 2 is better.
Yeah.
Is that the one with Trump?
Yeah. Yeah, he's at the... specific hotel, the Grand, or so what is the one? It's by the park. I'm trying to think of which hotel they go to. Someone can help me in the chat. They go to a famous hotel that's like
Top
right,
Gun 2.
Right by the
Have you ever seen that one?
Park.
I don't know. I've never seen that. Top Gun 2. Do you know what that is?
Oh, the Plaza. That's right. Yeah, the Plaza. Ace Ventura When Nature Calls.
I've never heard of that.
You know, that's... Pet Detective's pretty good, but...
What about... The one with Harrison Ford. Jones.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
So what is the first one's Temple of Doom?
You asking the wrong guy.
I think Temple of Doom was... Is Temple of Doom number 2? Okay, what was the first one then? Is it Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Yeah, first one's Raiders of the Lost Ark. So what do you think's better, the second one?
I don't know. I really love the scene in the Raiders of the Lost Ark where they open the Ark of the Covenant and their faces melt. Because that's what I made the West Coast Baptist thing, yeah. When they're like watching Pastor Anderson preach. That was a funny clip. People say Raiders is the best. I think Temple of Doom was decent, but I think Raiders is probably better. I never even watched the one with Shia Buff because, I don't know, it didn't even look very good, but... Someone said Kingdom of Crystal Skull is best.
What is that? Indian Jones again?
Someone said Godfather 2 is better.
No, no, no. He was saying, isn't the second Godfather... Oh, yeah, you're right. Always Baptist said that. And then Peter James responded, isn't the second Godfather generally agreed to be the worst one?
Third Godfather is the worst. I've actually... This is probably blasphemy, but I've never really seen the Godfathers. But I've seen like a lot of scenes from them, but I think I've seen the ending of the third Godfather where, spoiler alert, where his like daughter gets killed on accident or something.
I've never seen the movie.
And
you just ruined it for me. I can't. How am I supposed to watch it now?
I don't know. The Last Crusade is the best. Are you kidding me? Oh man. Sean Connery.
Sean Connery.
What about
James Bond films. Did you ever watch James Bond films?
I've seen a few of them.
Okay. Do you have a favorite one? Our production crew said Roger Moore is the best James Bond.
I don't know that I have a favorite, to be honest. I can't really pick one.
I guarantee my dad would agree with the production crew. I actually, strangely enough, thought Pierce Brosnan was a pretty good
I think he was probably the best James Bond. Like, when I think of James Bond...
Like, from a stereotype?
Yeah.
He's kind of tall, seems British.
When I think of James Bond, I think of him.
I mean, Sean Connery seems like the most, like, classic. Like, he's kind of a classic. Honestly, I don't even mind the Daniel Craig. I feel like he's okay.
Nah, Pierce Brosnan for me.
Pierce Brosnan. Yeah. It's like when video games got popular. So we always play GoldenEye. Did you ever play GoldenEye?
Mm-hmm. On the PlayStation 2?
N64.
Oh, N64. No, I'm thinking of a different game, though.
We played it. It might have been on that, too. And then they had Perfect Dark that came out. It was a kind of a weird alternative version of this or something. Mm. So, Jews in Space. Is that a movie? I don't even know what that means. Rush Hour 2. Okay, there you go.
Rush Hour was a funny comedy, I remember.
We used to play, I used to have, like, all the guys would come over to my house and we'd play GoldenEye. This is before LAN parties, so you just have the four-corner screen. And then we'd do Halo, so we'd have to do LAN parties because you could hook them up without internet. You could just basically connect with a cord or whatever. With an Ethernet cable, you could basically connect to each other. And it's basically how computers work. It's just you're on your only one network or something. We would just play.
Yeah, I don't know what that's like. I used to go outside.
All right. Well, that's probably going to pretty much do it for us. We talked a little bit about movies there. There we go. Some people like, shout out to GoldenEye.
That'll get clipped. Worldly Pastor Shelley reminisces
about movies that I saw. I haven't even seen like new movies really, because it's like they seem like they're all trash probably, but.
Well, you've seen Sound of Freedom and things like
that. Yeah, I did see Sound of Freedom. Yeah,
but not like...
You saw it too, right?
I did.
What did you think?
Very, very difficult to watch. I wept, honestly. I wept through it. So that was a hard watch. It really pissed me off because I felt this rage for the sodomites after watching that film and human trafficking and everything like that. A very emotional movie for me and tough to get through, I would say, from beginning to end. Real tough to get through.
Yeah, obviously it's like a reenactment, but at the same time, realistic. It's pretty heart-wrenching.
Yeah. I almost left. Like, there were moments where I said, I'm just going to walk out of this theater. I can't handle this anymore. So,
well, thanks so much for tuning in, guys. We're next week, again, going to be doing a guest, Leighton Flowers. He's going to be coming on. He's going to talk about his transition away from Calvinism, which is pretty interesting. I think it'll be a pretty good guest. Seems like he's right on the gospel. I don't think that he's necessarily he's not a Baptist or anything like that. He's just kind of a Christian apologist or something like that. But I think there's probably some Christian apologists out there saved. I think, don't you like Frank Turek, I think? Isn't that a guy?
Frank Turek is saved.
Okay.
Based off of what I'm able to gather. And so I consider him a brother in Christ. And, you know, I think that he has some good content. I realize he's not like us and he's got a whole bunch of issues and things like that. I understand. Okay. So don't flip out on me here. But I do like some of his content and I do believe he's a brother in Christ.
Someone asked me what's the best golfing score I've ever had. I guess that would be the best I've ever shot is a 66. So.
Did you ever get a handicap 8 or whatever?
Handicap 8.
Remember from the debate?
Yeah. When
Trump and Biden were talking, he said he was an 8 handicap.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Well, Biden's definitely not an 8, but the way a handicap works is it's kind of complicated, but they take like about 20 of your rounds, and then they take like the best maybe 5 or 7 scores, and then they average them based on the course rating. And then which tees you played from.
Gotcha.
So it's loosely about how many over par you would shoot in a particular round. But yeah, the best I probably shot was like 5 under, which was, it was a par 71. It was like, so I shot like 66 on that particular round.
Well, here's the thing. I challenge you to mini golf.
Good luck. Mini golf. Do you even know how to spell golf?
No, I don't.
Okay.
You'll have to enlighten me on that after we get off the air.
All right, good. All right, thanks so much, guys. This was The Baptist Bias. It was kind of just a fun show tonight, but make sure to tune in next week. We got to get some Calvinist bashing in, because everybody's got a perspective, but you got to get the Baptist bias.